The Jazz Group of the Year, according to the Jazz Journalists Association, is the Wayne Shorter Quartet. Since his days with Miles Davis's classic quintet in the 1960s, Wayne Shorter has been called one of the most important saxophonists and composers in jazz. Well, now at the age of 68, Shorter is touring with a new group. For some fans, it's the biggest jazz event in years. Recordings of the group's performances have just been released on CD, as Michelle Mercer reports from New York.
In March, Wayne Shorter received a Lifetime Achievement Award at the New School University in New York. In accepting the award, Shorter questioned whether playing music is such an accomplishment.
People ask me about, when I do interviews, they say, music. And I say, no. Music is second. The human being is first. I was born as a human being first. And what is music for? What is anything for?
In giving Shorter the award, actor Roy Scheider answered his questions.
He has been a pathfinder in the arenas of hard bop and jazz fusion, having made his mark playing with the greats Art Blakey, Miles Davis, Herbie Hancock, etc., etc., etc. He has been an influence on generations of saxophone players, having fully absorbed his instrument's rich tradition and then daring to go progressive when such leaps of imagination were seen as sheer heresy. He is a great jazz composer, not only writing standards, but setting standards along the way.
Wayne Shorter is legendary not only because of his accomplishments, but because he's always been an elusive, mysterious figure. Since he left Weather Report, the influential jazz fusion group he co-founded, Shorter has performed so rarely that he sometimes seemed like a fugitive from his own career. So fans were surprised when he decided to go on tour last summer and record the performances.
When we finished each night on tour, there wasn't any dwelling on making a record. You know, no one allowed in the studio, red lights on, all that stuff. You know, all these other things come into play sometimes. You get in the studio becomes like a citadel,
a shrine.
Right. And then like, we got to stay here a whole week until we get it. No one goes home, that kind of thing. I want to see some dedication here, that kind of stuff. To me, that's surface stuff.
Fans were also surprised that Shorter did not call on some of his equally legendary former colleagues for the tour and chose instead to work with younger musicians, drummer Brian Blade, bassist John Patitucci, and pianist Danilo Perez. For the younger players, it was a chance to learn from the elder statesman, a dream gig. But Shorter had no interest in being the group's leader.
You know, people look for leaders in this, and who's doing the producing? Who's producing this record? Almost like they're trying to, like when the Beatles came along, they're trying to say, who's doing the John Lennon doing the input? And then it's like it's designed to try to break them up. You know what I mean?
Who's in charge here?
Yeah, who's in charge here?
That's a key element there.
Pianist Danilo Perez says Shorter's instructions to the group were as spare as his playing, almost like a Zen master delivering koans. Perez remembers auditioning for the quartet.
He said, put more water in those chords. And it was a specific part, you need to put more water. And I went to my room and I thought about it. I couldn't sleep, I was thinking about water. And I brought the core again and he said, but the water has to be clean. I thought about it some more. I went back and right there I knew this is going to be an adventure. This is amazing, man.
Critical response at the start of the tour last summer was mixed. The band itself never stopped to examine its performances afterwards. But now that they're burned onto disc, that's a little harder to avoid, especially when pressed during an interview.
Flamenco!
Yeah.
I like it pretty much.
That's Coltrane's.
Yeah!
I messed up here. That's right.
Man.
The only one word came to my mind when I was hearing it. It was like that, the act of winning, overcoming something, celebrate. You see that in the sacred books and everything like that. We celebrate with song and dance because somebody won something. Or somebody found out that, hey, it's not bad.
Shorter uses many different metaphors when he talks about his music. Sometimes he looks at it the way a director might look at a film. And he often refers to characters or scenes to illustrate his musical ideas.
Remember when Lois Lane was falling from the building and Superman swooped down and grabbed her? He said, "I got you." And she said, "Who's got you?" That's what I like to play musically, something like that.
Mm. Who's got you?
John Patitucci, Brian Blade, and Danilo Perez may very well be the cast of musical characters that Wayne Shorter has been waiting to direct for 40 years. The musicians might even venture into the studio to record their next album. For NPR News, I'm Michelle Mercer in New York. Mm-hmm.